This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Tuesday morning with the Phils. They get the home opener yesterday. Sosa, the guy. Love that guy, man. Look, we'll talk about Sosa. We'll talk about the now 3-1 fighting Phils. So we're showing a fighting capability, a comeback capability so far this year. Look, they had a nice start to the season. Off day today, which is a bummer, but back at it tomorrow and 3 out of 4 so far, which is outstanding. Not outstanding for the Eagles. The tush push could go today. Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. Vote later today. We'll talk a lot about that. Howie Roseman spoke yesterday. We'll get into that. Nick Sirianni and Jeffrey Lurie later today. So all of it with you on the phone lines. A lot to do at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Metallica is the only band in the world to have ever performed on all 7 continents in the same calendar year.
Wow. It's
quite a feat.
That's a good fact.
Factor in Antarctica. Antarctica's tough. I would imagine.
You think it's harder than North America?
Yeah. A bit. A touch.
Just a little
bit.
This
seems a little distant.
Just a skosh.
Frigid.
As Sean likes to say, a skosh. You use that term sometimes.
Yeah. That was a term of my dad's.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not sure. I've never heard anyone else use that term.
I've heard it, but you
and I'm not
and then,
sure what it comes from. Skosh.
I've heard it from others.
Is it from Nova Scotia?
I don't know. Phils looked like they were about to be 2-2. They were hanging by a thread there in the 7th inning. And skosh.
Skosh. Just a skosh. Not so fast.
Not so fast, my friends, as Lee Corso would say. Hey, if you were down there yesterday, we want to hear from you. And, of course, if you weren't, we want to hear from you. But it's great to have the Phils back. I mean, they were back last week, but they were back yesterday because they were back in town yesterday. And, you know, John, one thing that is thematically evident so far, and who knows, you know, if this will carry the whole year, you know, who the heck knows. But so far, what we've seen is a resilient team. You know, Rob Thompson talked about that after the game yesterday. I mean, they've been down in these games that they've won. That was another one yesterday where, and again, they continue to struggle against the starting pitchers. And, you know, being at the ballpark, and it was really fun being there yesterday, but the crowd was, I mean, I'll put myself in it. We were all kind of dead there for a while. At the very beginning, you're all, you know, jazzed up, and here they are.
The first pitch got the crowd going.
That whole thing. And then, like, the third inning, it's like,
Is someone going to start?
Yeah, no one's getting a hit. And then the fourth inning, and the fifth inning, and then the sixth inning. Let's listen to the big moment. We want to hear from you, your reaction to yesterday, 215-592-9494. Because there were two really big moments within the game. And no disrespect meant to what started it, which was a Stott double and a Trey Turner walk, which was really key. Bad pitching, by the way, by the reliever. I mean, he's got Trey Turner in an 0-2 count. He throws 4 straight pitches that all look kind of similar. They're all balls. Trey lays off all of them. So now you got first and second. The biggest moment of the game, Sosa.
Swing and a drive, right center field. That's going to be down for a base hit. It'll tie the game. Turner flying into third base. Ball picked up on the track. The relay home will be cut off. Turner scores standing up. It's a double for Edmundo Sosa, and the Phillies lead it 2-1.
John, I love that guy, man. I really do. Wow. I think all Phillies fans are, right?
Yeah. I mean, how could you not?
Ever since his slide versus St. Louis.
Yep, with the safe. Yep.
Safe. Oh, sure.
And that was, you know, this is his fourth year now.
Man. Always brings the juice, and he is better than what I expected, better than what I think a lot of people expected. He's just consistent. You know you're going to get that energy and that jolt. He brings a jolt. I thought yesterday was a great sign in a lot of respects. Seeing performance from Sosa, seeing Topper bring some juice too. How about the fact that Topper shook it up
with Trey playing?
Yeah,
yeah, that was a good
Topper
moment.
Topper sort of managed that game like it was not the fourth game of the season. Topper managed that game like it was almost postseason-esque. And I love that. You bring Trey off the bench on his day off. You bring Trey in for Brandon Marsh in the seventh inning. We're down 1-0.
Yeah.
You need to do something here. I thought it was kind of uncharacteristic of Topper. I was shocked at the time. And it worked. We dwell all the time on the stuff that doesn't work, the things that he does wrong.
Sure.
Let's talk about this. This is out of his comfort zone, Topper's, and brings Trey in. Trey ran like I've never seen him run.
He really ran, man.
Trey is motivated like I've never seen. That was incredible, the way he brought that thing home. But just, the restraint to draw a walk, that was a great job by him.
It was.
And it sort of fit into, he went down 0-2, and it matters a ton that he was able to lay off, because then Sosa drove him home with Stott, puts us up at that moment in time in the game in the seventh inning. Of course, then it's a home run fiasco. You know, everyone's going yard after that, which is great, just to pile on and make sure that we stay the distance. Max Kepler again. Max Kepler,
you like this guy, don't you?
With talent. This is so cool to watch. But and then Casty, another outfielder making good to make it 6-1. But, you know, we've failed this season against the starting pitching, and I'm not quite sure when to start making more of a big deal out of that. I know it's early yet. I know that, hey, we're still winning. We've made mincemeat of bullpens, if that makes anyone feel better.
That's right.
You know? So our manager, but above all else, the manager got aggressive, and at a time early where I did not think that he would, it ended up helping win us a game, and I appreciate that a lot.
Well, I agree. Look, I mean, we'll take your reaction, obviously, to yesterday. If you were at the ballpark in particular, because, you know, you got the energy and the juice from being down there, 215-592-9494. But if you weren't able to get there, of course, we want to hear from you. If you, you know, saw the game on TV, listen here on WIP. It did get exciting after, you know, about an hour and a half or so where it wasn't at all. And by the way, after the Sosa hit, I mean, Schwarber really added on in a massive way. I mean, this was a bomb. Let's listen. Kyle Schwarber, I'm not going to say effectively ended the game because you still had to get six outs, but you knew when he hit this, the Phillies were probably about to get to 3-1.
Here's the pitch. Schwarber swings, drives it high and deep, center field. Doyle back, track, wall, it's gone! Off the ivy of the batter's eye, Kyle Schwarber with his third home run of the season. It's 4-1 Phillies.
Yeah, and that was about halfway up the ivy. You know, that was a, you know, like Ryan Howard went over the ivy one time. I think it might have even been before there was ivy, when it was just a brick wall with no ivy. But, you know, it was 20 years ago. But this was a shot. James,
it really was just a wrist flick, too.
Well,
he
freaking hit it. Look, we want to hear from you on the Phillies and your early impressions of our squad. Obviously, you know, Christopher Sanchez pitched well, gave up only one run. 215-592-9494. James, your early impressions of the Phils?
Yeah, first of all, it was great to be back at the ballpark yesterday to feel the juice. It is so weird. We haven't had it for a long time until the last years, but to go from your last game being the intensity of a playoff game to a regular season game, you have to adjust. I think those first few innings, it's like adjusting to that. But to your guys' point, I think the resiliency, the toughness so far has been really good to see. They go down early, they come back, no problem. To Richie's point, I think the putting Trey Turner in the game when it was the back spasms, day off, with how weird Topper's been the last few years about guys getting days off and not, you know, pushing them. I thought it was really good to see them, like, trying to win an April game, you know, doing what it takes to win a game in April and making a move like that. I was really psyched yesterday because, to your point, the first few innings were frustrating, and it's been that feeling in each game where it's, like, tough to get going. But they've gotten going. I mean, they've scored 25 runs in four games. Like, you can't complain with
and
that.
And by the way, the Phillies have gotten good starting pitching. I mean, yesterday is another example. Obviously, the guys aren't going 7 and 8 innings yet because, you know, you're not going to do that. Now, Nola had a bad start. There's no doubt. He gave up 5 runs, and it wasn't that many innings. But 3 of the 4 guys have delivered. I mean, Wheeler,
Lizardo
and Sanchez all
Lizardo
delivered.
Lizardo was 11 strikeouts.
Yeah,
Lizardo was awesome.
And Nola,
and the bullpen was good again yesterday, too.
Bullpen was good. There's no question. So your reaction to the Phil so far, and you know, I think one of the big themes thus far has been obviously there's a resiliency in there. Now, look, they're not facing the greatest teams. They're getting into the opposing team's bullpen. I mean, it is a little bit of a gift yesterday that dude, you know, hand straight Turner 4 straight balls. I mean, 1 or 2, sure, of course, because you're trying to get him to fish 0-2 count, 1-2 count. But once you get to 2 and 2, especially once you get to 3 and 2, that guy's got to throw a strike. He didn't. Trey laid off, and obviously the next batter, as we know, Sosa did what he did. Look, 215-592-9494. Also, we're going to get a lot into the tush push today. And we're going to hit this topic coming up next. And I'm just going to give you a little preview, and I want you to react to this question. Are the Eagles being persecuted? Are the Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl champs, who have successfully ran this play for a couple years now? I can't remember if it started in 21 or 22.
3 years, I believe.
Only in 22? All right, it's either 3 or 4 years. They obviously run it better than anyone has ever run it. There's no question about that. They have had tremendous success in these last couple years. I mean, they've made the playoffs every year. They got to a Super Bowl, lost near the very end. They got 2 years later to another Super Bowl, won it in the most convincing fashion that a team has won a Super Bowl, probably since Seattle beat Denver in 2013. I mean, it wasn't even close. And it's been front and center when the national audience sees the Eagles play. Now, you guys know my position. I think the tush push should go because I don't think it's a football play. But I will acknowledge this. I think the causality of it being attacked now is jealousy of the Eagles and an attempt to persecute the Eagles. And I'm curious if you agree with that. 215-592-9494. I mean, guys, today's the day. They're going to vote today. What do you make of it? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, the Phils, the tush push thing, your phone calls on all of these topics. 215-592-9494. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
Baseball fans love the long ball, and FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving you even more reasons to love home runs every Tuesday during the MLB season. Because with Dinger Tuesdays, all FanDuel customers get a home run profit boost. That means you bet on moonshots, you can take your winnings to new heights. So that sounds like a lot of fun to me. Whether it's a big blast or some oppo boppo, FanDuel is your home for betting home runs. Just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, and gear up to go yard all season long. That's FanDuel.com/JohnR to claim your Dinger Tuesdays profit boost. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sports book, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP as well. That's FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to start hitting dingers and homers and winning big today.